Now, to your stories. Richard's got in touch with us. Morning to you, Richard.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning. What can we help you with?
Stephen, I was just inquiring about it. I've been trying to get a bit of help to get the road between the Dark Hedges and our local doctor surgery gritted. I've been in touch with road service and haven't had much luck. And their statement is that it doesn't meet the criteria. And I'd asked a question as to when the last time the road was surveyed to see if there's any chance, because there's buses up and down that road all day. It's a magnet for tourism.
What road are we talking about here?
It's the Ballinlea Road at the Dark Hedges.
And you've asked for it to be gridded?
Yes, it's about a 3.5 mile stretch of road between just after the local village of Stranogham and the local doctor surgery that the tourism buses use.
And they've said to you it doesn't meet the department's policy.
It doesn't meet the department's policy, despite the fact that it's also a school run. The buses that serve the local primary school and the Ballycastle High School also need to use that road.
And tell me why you're so concerned.
Well, I've been living out there now for about 12 years. And really, it's only became an issue since the buses started going up and down the road. And obviously, there's more traffic on the road than there has been due to the increased popularity of the Game of Thrones. Yeah, and really, the road's just an accident waiting to happen, especially whenever it starts to snow. They actually stopped gritting the road on a bend at the junction of the Ballykenver Road. You know, so you're going around a bend, it's gritted, then you're a wee bit further around the bend and it's not gritted.
We got in touch with the Department of Infrastructure for you.
Yes.
They said to us the B147 to Stranogham is salted, but the section known as the Ballinlea Road, is that right?
Yeah.
Which passes the Dark Hedges, is lightly trafficked, and is not considered to be a main through route. It therefore does not meet the department's policy for inclusion on the gridding schedule.
Well, I have 3 points on that. I would like to know when they did their last survey, because it's certainly not lightly trafficked. It's also a school bus run for that serves two schools, and it's also our access to the local doctor surgeon. Now, it would have been lightly trafficked before the Game of Thrones, but since the Game of Thrones has became so popular, it most definitely is not lightly trafficked. Well, a lot of the traffic is big buses.
Well, look, why don't we do this for you? Because our reporter, Nicola Weir, she barely gets up out of her seat anymore, sitting talking all these, talking non-stop all day. Why don't we send her up and let's see if Nicola can work out what's trafficked and what's light trafficked and just assess the situation. Is that fair enough?
That would be appreciated.
I tell you what, and I'll raise it again, Richard. And
yes.
I've gone on about this for a while. And look, I know you're probably not using this road.
I live on it.
No, not that road. I'm going to tell you about another road. And I've mentioned this before. I talked about this on the radio about, 2 months ago? And then a couple of days ago, I was very, very close to an accident. And it is, there's a road in Dundonald, and I don't know the name of this road. I can find out, though. I'm sure people that use it will know what it is when I'm describing it to them.
Yes.
So you go past the Ice Bowl, and you're heading towards Cumber, and you go down the hill, and then when you get to the end of the hill, at the bottom of the road, if you're heading towards Cumber, you're turning right. And if you turn left, you're heading towards the Upper Newton Arch Road. I think it's the old Cumber Road. I'm pretty sure you call it that, right?
Yes.
And there is an acute blind spot where if you're trying to go out to turn right, now there's no traffic lights. So what you've got to do, and because of there are blind spots both left and right. So what you have to do if you're driving out of this road is you've got to edge out, and if a car's coming the other way, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
I cannot understand. I just simply cannot understand why that's not being made safer. And sometimes if you're sitting in traffic and you're 3 or 4 cars behind, you see. And if anybody can recognise what I'm talking about here, but that road, the old Cumber Road, you go past the Ice Bowl, down the hill, then you're trying to edge out to turn either right or left. Give me a call this morning and tell me whether you think it is or isn't a problem. 03030 80 55 55. And Richard, we'll send Nicola up to your road, and we'll get her, our reporter Nicola Weir, and we'll get her to suss that out for you. Is that fair enough?
Thanks very much, Stephen.
Thanks, mate. Thanks. All the best.